It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. I was out in the woods with my friend Cooper doing forest inventories in the Swan Valley. We had to identify each tree in our plots. That's pretty easy in Montana because there are only 16 species of conifer in the whole state. You just look up at the needles. Ponderosa pine has long, thick needles in bundles of three. Spruce has sharp, bluish-green needles all on the upper side of the branchlets. Grand fir has soft, blunt needles that are white underneath. But Coop wasn't looking up to identify the trees. He just looked at the trunk. He knew the trees by looking at the bark. After a while, I learned to tell the trees by their bark, too. Ponderosa pine has dark brown bark when it's young. By the time the tree is more than 120 years old, its bark is formed of thick, irregularly shaped plates composed of small cinnamon-orange flakes that look like pieces to an intricate jigsaw puzzle. And sometimes, on a warm summer day, if you put your nose up to the bark, you can smell vanilla. Ponderosa pine quickly loses its lower branches as it grows, so the trunk is usually without limbs, even in young trees. The bark of western larch is similar to ponderosa pine, but it can be even thicker, up to 6 inches in older trees. It too self-prunes as it grows taller. Douglas fir has thin bark when young, but older trees have thick bark that is dark brown with deep reddish fissures running up and down the trunk. The bark is corky and may be up to a foot thick in trees growing out on the coast. On the other hand, the bark of Engelmann spruce has thin, purplish bark made of loose plates the size of your palm. These plates flake off as the tree grows. Young grand fir have thin, skin-like bark with resin blisters and chalky patches. The bark of older trees is gray and a little thicker with vertical furrows. Subalpine fir is similar with thin gray bark and resin blisters. Older trees develop shallow, vertical cracks. Why is the bark of these trees so different? Trees that dominate in fire-prone habitats have thick bark that protects their growing tissue against the heat, and they quickly drop their lower limbs to lessen the chance of ground fire climbing into their crowns. Ponderosa pine and western larch are good examples. Trees with thin bark, like spruce and fir, often dominate in moister habitats where fire is less common. The notable exception to this rule is lodgepole pine. It has very thin, orange-brown to gray bark, covered with small, thin scales that easily peel off. In spite of its thin bark, lodgepole is well adapted to maintain itself in fire-prone habitats. It produces cones at a very young age, and many of these cones release their abundant seed only after being heated by a fire. Seedlings grow quickly and easily come to dominate many burned areas. However, lodgepole will not tolerate competition from other species and is eventually shaded out unless fire begins the cycle again. Lodgepole dominates fire-prone landscapes by promoting fire rather than defending against it. The bark of these trees tells a story about their natural history. By knowing the bark, you'll learn their stories. So when you're trying to identify a tree, look at the bark first. Then, if you're not sure, it's okay to look up. Today's Field Note was written by Peter Lesica. I'm Annie Gard for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at www.montananaturalist.org.